look at this passage. And this morning, our focus was on verse 12, really. Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called its name Ebenezer, saying, "Thus far the Lord has helped us." So our focus was on the sinfulness of man. Our focus was on the true marks of repentance. And we looked at how God defeated the enemies of the people of God. And we saw Christ in this particular, passage. So the focus was on what the Lord has done. What the Lord has done in this particular passage. The Lord has helped us, and we were able to see how Christ is in this particular passage. Now, this evening, I would like us to look at what you would call biblical leadership. From the same passage, where we can see the Lord helping the children of Israel, we also notice that there is a leader here. We are looking at Samuel's leadership style. That is what we are going to consider tonight. It's not just that God helped the children of Israel. It's not only seeing how Christ has helped each and every one of us who are believers, but you see how God uses leaders in His church, how God uses His people that He has chosen. And so we want to examine Samuel's leadership style that we find in here. And so we'll be going through a number of verses that are in here. If you look at verse 3, it says, "Then Samuel spoke." Now, just that phrase, "Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel." Look at verse 5. "And Samuel said, gather all Israel, I'll pray to the Lord." Now, that's the fact that Samuel said. The first phrase is Samuel spoke, and the second phrase is Samuel, said. What is it that Samuel was saying? What is it that Samuel spoke about? You know, he is telling them the message of repentance. He is telling them how they can have genuine repentance. To see the true marks of repentance. That's what we see, that Samuel is trying to get to his people there. He spoke to the house of Israel. Return to the Lord. What is he saying? He's talking about them to be able to repent. You know, Samuel said, "Gather all Israel, and I will pray." What is he praying about? So that the people of Israel can truly come back to the Lord. What is the leadership style of Samuel? You can see a man who has a vision. He has seen the children of Israel had been defeated by the Philistines. And now they have been brought back. You know, the ark has come back to Israel. And he has this vision about what true repentance is all about. And he's able to speak to the people. He is able to use what we'd call word ministry. He spoke. He said. And this is what has been happening all along as far as leadership is concerned. Leaders in the church or in the Old Testament, they have a vision. The vision of what God wants for His people. You see it in the life of Moses. You see it in the life of David. You see it in the life of the Apostle Paul. You see it in the life of our Lord Himself. There is a vision. There's a message that must go out. And He is effectively communicating that message. He is teaching the people what they need to know. And he is saying it very, very boldly as a leader. If you look at Joshua, in chapter 1 and verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That is a message to a leader, to a biblical leader, to a leader that God has chosen. Be strong and of good courage. Don't fear these people. You must bring the message of repentance when they sin. You must make sure that the vision of God is clear, what the Lord wants, and communicate it very effectively. Don't beat about the bush. Make sure you teach what God wants among these people. And you must be bold. Don't be a coward, as it were. And here Samuel was not a coward at all. He was very bold to tell the children of Israel, do away with those false gods. Make sure your heart is right before God. You know, you have gone wrong, but now I want you to be right. So he was teaching them very boldly. Very boldly. That is biblical leadership. The leader is able to see what others are not able to see. And so the people were able to respond from that communication, that teaching, that word ministry. There was a clear response that came from the people as a result of the leader. It is not in his own power. We know that it's the Lord who was doing this, because we saw this morning, thus far the Lord has helped us. But as the Lord was helping these people, there is a leader. There is a leader that God is using. The second thing I want to mention is that this leader, you know, knew, you know, God's word. In verse 9, it says, and Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a burnt, you know, offering. What is happening here? Samuel is aware of what is going to appease the Lord. He knows the word of God. Remember when the children of Israel were going to get out of Egypt, there had to be this blood on a door into. There had to be blood to be shed. There had to be a lamb that had to die. There was a sacrifice that had to be made. This Samuel is aware of what God, you know, demands. He knew from God's word, from the Pentateuch, he was able to know what the Lord wants. And because he knew God's word, he was able to do the right thing. He was able to take a lamb and offer it as a burnt offering. That he didn't just, you know, think about that himself that day. It's something that is coming from the word of God. And he was familiar with what the word of God was saying. And this is what biblical leadership is about. Knowing the Old and the New Testament. For Samuel, it was only, you know, the earlier books of the Bible. But for us, not only do we have the Old Testament, but we also have the New Testament. We need to be familiar with what every book of the Bible is about. A leader must know God's word. Biblical leadership requires that we know the Bible. And that you see in the life of Samuel, it's very clear that he is a man who knew what the Lord wanted. If sin was to be dealt with, there had to be blood sacrifice. And this again points us to the cross. That for anyone to be forgiven, Christ had to die and shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. And that knowledge of Scripture is very important. There is no compromise as regards how we can be right with God. There must be the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. A leader must know what the Bible is all about. This unfolding drama of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Samuel also knew about, you know, this is where he took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen. And where he was able to say, thus far the Lord has helped us. He knew what God has done in this particular situation. They had gone very far. But in this particular text, he is attributing it to that God. When he says, Ebenezer, thus far the Lord has helped us. He knew what God had done for the children of Israel from the time that they were delivered from the Egyptians to this particular, you know, time. Knowledge of God's word. But thirdly, the biblical leader is prayerful. You see this, that Samuel had to cry out to the Lord for Israel. He cried out to the Lord for Israel. The Bible literally says he cried out. Cry out to the Lord. He expressed total dependence on God. Not on himself, but rather on the Lord. And, you know, if you look at any biblical leader, look at Moses. Where did he depend? He depended on the Lord. Look at Daniel. Where was his dependence? It was dependence, you know, on the Lord. Look at the Apostle Paul. He says, I desire not to know anything else but Christ crucified. His dependence was on the Lord. Wherever the Christian leader was active in the Word of God, whether the Old or the New Testament, you'll find that they are totally dependent on God. They prayed. The Christian leader has to be prayerful. He has to depend on the Lord for whatever is that. And Samuel knew this very well. And that's his style of leadership was total dependence on God. And you know, we have challenges in terms of evangelism. We have challenges in looking after one another. We have challenges with the society. What do the leaders of the church do? We need to depend on the Lord. Here they were even fasting, crying out to the Lord. A leader needs to be a prayerful. I think that's very, very clear. But we see another point is about Samuel. It says in verse 15, Samuel judged Israel all his life. In verse 16, it says Samuel judged Israel in Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah. And what is this judgment when it says he judged? You know, God raised different people at different times. He raised Moses earlier on. He raised Joshua. And he raised the judges who were, you know, leaders of the children of Israel at this particular time. They used the gifts that God had given them. And what does Samuel teach us here? He had a servant heart. He's a servant. A servant heart. He is judging the children of Israel in the sense that he is the one who is leading them, he is guiding them, he is pointing them, you know, to the Lord. And it was not something easy. It was not something easy. But it's something that he was able to serving the Lord. Let me see if I can read from Mark, the book of Mark, Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. He came to serve. Samuel served the Lord. As he was a judge in Israel. And he went on a circuit in these different towns that were given. We can spend a lot of time examining what was Bethel about, what was Gilgal about, what was Mizpah about. But here is a man that served the Lord wholeheartedly. He had a servant heart. He was willing to do that. The whole of his life, that's what we are given in there. The whole of his life was given to that. Titus chapter 2. And verse 7. We read earlier this. In all these things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, a sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. This is describing a leader. And a leader that is a servant-hearted. There is integrity, there is reverence, there is this incorruptibility and a sound speech, and someone who is above reproach, someone who is faithful to serving, you know, the Lord, someone who is using the gift that God has given him, someone that is very, very committed to the Lord. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36, we read that when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into his field." Here is a laborer in his field. This particular time, remember the time of the judges. Everybody did what was right in their own eyes. The word of God was rare. And when Hannah prayed for the son, the Lord raised this Samuel. And Samuel was a rare gem in that particular period. When there were not enough servants of the Lord, he raised this man. He had compassion for the people. He was not tired in doing the work. He went from place to place. And the whole of his life was committed to serving the Lord. A very faithful man. A very servant-hearted man. And a man that used his gift to the service, you know, of God. That is a Christian leader. That is a biblical leader. And as we see the leadership style of Samuel being displayed in this particular, you know, place. And then the Bible tells us in verse 17 of 1 Samuel 7 that Samuel returned to his home, judged Israel from there, and built an altar to the Lord. Now, when you read about building an altar to the Lord, you are straight away led to the point that he was a worshipper of God. A leader does not just do the work of evangelism, does not just do the work of preaching. A leader doesn't just do the servant kind of work, but a leader spends time with his God. He's a worshipper of God. Samuel returned to his home, judged Israel from there, and built an altar to the Lord. He spent time in the presence, you know, of God. That is a challenge to all of us that seek to lead the people of God. We ourselves must be in touch with God before we can be able to point others to the Lord. This is biblical leadership that we are given. But you know, this is only Samuel. Samuel was born a sinner. With all these nice qualities of having vision, communicating effectively, teaching with boldness, knowing his God, praying to the Lord, serving him faithfully, you know, committed to serving the Lord as we have seen, and worshipping the Lord. Samuel was a sinner, and Samuel was a type of Christ. But you know, the best leader, the best biblical leader that we ever have is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the best example of a biblical leader. Why is he the best example? Because he was sinless. Remember, he was born of a virgin, and no one accused him of sin. Or Samuel, you may be able to read as you, the following chapters, in a way that the children of Israel are asking for a king, and is not above reproach, as it were. But when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, not even his enemies could find fault with him. His integrity, his humility, his empathy for the people of God and for the sinners of this world. How he could sympathize with Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, a man who cheated others, but the Lord told him, salvation has come to your house. The woman caught in adultery, how the Lord was able to help her. He is the best example of a biblical leader. The Lord Jesus Christ knew the scriptures more than any other leaders that we have in the New Testament. He was able to go to the synagogue and be able to quote the Old Testament. And there were times when they would just kick him out. But he knew exactly what the Old Testament was all about. If there was anyone who preached the kingdom of God, if there was anyone who preached about hell, it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I came so that I might preach the word of God. He was very bold. Even when he faced death, he could not compromise anything at all. His boldness came from the Almighty God. And you can see his servant-heartedness throughout his life. There was no sin, no guile, no evil found in him. Yes, Samuel demonstrates good biblical leadership, but Samuel cannot compare with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he's a type of Christ, we can say. But if we want an example of a leader, of a biblical leader, we need to look at the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we get from this our passage. God has done it all. Ebenezer, you know, the Lord has been with us, has helped us. But you know, God uses leaders. Sinful as they might be, he uses people like Samuel, people like Daniel, people like Joseph. The Lord uses his people. These were leaders in the church, in the Old Testament situation. He uses people like the Apostle Paul and Peter. With all their faults, God has used them. But the perfect example is our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to spend more time in terms of getting to know him and his style of leadership. That is the challenge that I bring to you tonight. Let's pray.